Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed, daf Lamed Hey. Shabbos Lamed Hey, we are on Lamed Dalet, Amid Beis, and we will start with Va'azdi L'tamayu. We just quoted a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, both in the name of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda quoted both. He was a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he went to be a Talmud of Shmuel. And then we have a machlokas here between Rabba and Rav Yosef, what exactly Shmuel said. So the machlokas really ended up being, how early does Bein HaShemashah start? How early? Rabba said that Bein HaShemashah starts right when Mishetishka Hachama. Mishetishka Hachama, when the sun starts setting, and beyond, that is Bein HaShemashah. Once the entire sky gets dark, so then that is Laila. Rav Yosef said in the name of Shmuel, no. Mishetishka Hachama, once Mishetishka Hachama starts, until whatever the early time is, when the sky starts getting red, that's Yom. That's not Bein HaShemashah yet. It's still Yom, and Bein HaShemashah starts later. So Rabba has a larger time for Bein HaShemashah, while Rav Yosef has a smaller time. So related to that, Va'azdu L'tamayu, we have a parallel machlokas amoran. See Rashi on the last line on the page. Rashi says, Va'azdu L'tamayu, de Rabba savar shir Bein HaShemashah nafish, Rav Yosef savar zutar, that Rabba holds a larger shir of Bein HaShemashah, a twilight, while Rav Yosef holds a smaller shir. Where else do we see this? In the following machlokas. To Itmar, the Amoram of a parallel machlokas. Shir Bein HaShemashah Bekama. How long is Bein HaShemashah? Is twilight? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shlosha Chalkei Mil. Three parts of a mil. What exactly does that mean? Three parts of a mil. My Shlosha Chalkei Mil. Ile Matlasa Palge Mila. Does it mean three halves of a mil? Three halves? What's a part? Three halves of a mil, so name a mil mechza. So just say 1.5 mil. What do you have to say? Three parts of a half a mil. Just say 1.5. Ella tlasat tilte mila. Does it mean 3/3 of a mil? So then name a mil. Just say 1 mil. If it's 3/3 of a mil, so ella, what must it be? Tlasa rive mila. What must, Rabba says, what must Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel meant? It must have meant 3/4 of a mil. That is opinion number one. So he holds 3/4 of a mil. That is the larger opinion, as we'll see. And he's going, l'shitaso, that he's holding Bein HaShemashah is a larger shear. For Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. Rav Yosef says, shnei chelkei mil. A Bein HaShemashah is 2 parts of a mil. Same issue. My shnei chelkei mil. What does that mean? 2 portions of a mil. Again, a mil is a distance. How much time it takes to walk a mil. That's what it means in terms of when we say, it's half a mil. It's the time it takes to walk half a mil. So my shnei chalkei mil. So ilema trei palge mila. So if it means 2 halves of a mil, so lema mil. So just say mil. Can't be 2 parts. So eva'ela trei rive mila. No, it's what's the other choice? 2/4 of a mil. So lema chatzi mil. So 2/4 is 1/2. So ella trei tilte mil. What he must mean is 2/3 of a mil. So Rabba holds 3/4 of a mil. Is Bein HaShemashah, and Rav Yosef holds 2/3 of a mil. So that's why Rabba, l'shitaso, 3/4 is bigger than 2/3. So that is why it's l'shitaso that Rabba has a longer, greater Bein HaShemashah than Rav Yosef. My Beinayu, what is the difference between them? The Gemara just does a little math for us. What's the difference between 2/3 and 3/4? Ike Beinayu, palga de danka. It's a palga of a danka. It's a type of coin, which a palga of a danka is, Rashi says, 1/12. So 1/12 is the difference between 3/4 and 2/3. If you make the bottom number into 12, so that's the difference, and that's why the slight difference between them, how long Bein HaShemashah is 1/12. Good. So we'll talk more about the 3/4 element, and Tosis is an important comment when we do a little more. Let's just continue going further a little bit now. Just remember we discussed back in Brachos in terms of Bein HaShemashah is somewhat everyone agrees. How do you figure out Bein HaShemashah? It's basically Shkia to Tseis, or Shkia to something, as we'll see. The entire day shows Manios, that was a major machlokas. We mentioned this back on Brachas Dav Gimel, the second blot in all of Shas, was a Diak and Tosfos like the Magen Avram, but it's a major machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Vilna Gaon. Do you determine shows Manios from dawn to dusk, from Amud HaShachar all the way until Tseis? It's a much larger time, and it split that into 12 equal parts, and that's a halakhic hour. Or do I say, no, it's from sunrise to sunset. which is a shorter period, and that's the Vilna Gaon. And generally, the Minhag Olam is like the Vilna Gaon, and that's why we always have Sof Zman Kriyashma of the Gra is always earlier than the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is later because he figures out Shos Manios at the end of the third hour, which is Sof Zman Kriyashma. He figures that out from dawn. And that's why if it's from dawn, your article goes till dusk also, but that's why his Sof Zman Kriyashma is always earlier, because of that calculation. There was a diak from Tosfos, if you remember, the Gemara there said, if you're in a dark house, if you're in a stone house, and you have no idea when Sof Zman Kriyashma is, so what do? So you have to listen for the different signs that happen at the different mishmaras, and when the roosters start crying because it's getting light outside. So you see, it has nothing to do with the sunset. It has to do with just getting light outside in terms of dawn. So Tosfos there, the Magen Avraham uses Tosfos there in Brachas Daf Gimel to prove his shita that the important point during the morning is dawn and not just sunrise. Either way, that is clear. That's a machlokas, dawn till dusk, or sunrise to sunset. Ben Hashmashes is more specific. Ben Hashmashes is at the later time of the day. How long does it go for? So we'll see more in Tosfos in a couple of minutes, Bezos Hashem. Okay, but first let's continue a little bit. V'chilufa b'chalsa. The opposite, Rabba and Rav Yosef have a machlokas. And Rabba has a larger shear than Rav Yosef when it comes to Ben Hashmashes. It's the opposite in the case of a basket. And Rav Yosef has a larger shear there. What's the case of the basket? How large does a basket be? Does a basket have to be in order to lose its status of a basket? Is there any type of kli that is so large that it's not called a kli anymore because it's just so big and it's really not movable? So what do we say? So we've had the principle of a kli having to be able to be moved male verekon. That has come up before, that it has to be able to be moved even when it's full. And if it can't be moved when it's full, in certain terms of certain halachas of Kabbalah's Tumah, so that is true. The Gemara here, though, is interested in terms of Hilchas Shabbos, in terms of Muksa. V'chilufa b'chalsa, d'ama Rabba, Rabba says, chalsa bas tre kore, a basket that could hold two kur, sharela tiltula. So that's still, you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. It has the status of a kli, it's not Muksa. Ubas tlasa kure, asur l'tiltula. But three kur, that large, so it's asav metaltel, that you can't move on Shabbos. It's not called a kli. For Rav Yosef Amar, no. Bat slasa kure na mishari. Even three kur are movable. Bas arba kure aser. But if it's four, then it is too large. So that is a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. So you see, Rabba has the smaller shear. That's why it's chilufa. Chilufa b'chalsa is a smaller shear in this context. Amar Abaya, bo'i mine demar b'shas maisa. One time it wasn't just in the Beis Medrash. I had a maisa with Rabba, and I wanted to move a basket, and I went to ask him, v'afilu bas tre kur lo sharali. He asked me even two kur. There's a difference between in the Beis Medrash and la maisa. So he didn't allow me even to move a two kur kli. So come on, who is that like? That's the most machmer sheet. Everybody said that was mutter. So who is that like? Come on. Kaitan, it's like the following Tana that's not. The Mishnah says in Meseches Kalim, where all these discussions are found. Kaveris akash, there's a basket made out of straw. The kaveris akonim, and a basket made out of reeds. Ubar svina alexandris, and a bar of an Alexandrian boat. Meaning what? In the days of old, how do they carry water? If they want the drinking water on a boat, they have this huge pit within the boat. That's the bar on the boat. So all of these, does that have the status of a kli? Or does all of these other baskets, afal pishi yeshlem shulayim, even though they have a bottom, vein machzikos memse abalach, shein kurayim biyavesh, and they hold 40 sa'ah of dry measure, which is 60 sa'ah, Kuraim, a 60 saw in, forty saw in a wet measure, which is 60 saw in a dry measure, because dry you can put in more, you can go over the top. Tahorim, right? These are tar, because once you get to that size, it is tahor for Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara, you do the measurements, that equals to a shear of two kur, right? It says kurai and biyavish. That's the opinion that says even a kli of two kur would also not be makabel tumah. And we are comparing Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara here with Hilchos Shabbos. It also wouldn't be able to be moved on Shabbos. And Rashi quotes the Chazal that I just mentioned, Tahorin, the iskish kli eitz lasak, the mital to mali v'reika, and has to be able to be movable, empty and full, v'zeh ina mitatel, male. and these cannot be moved when they're full. The Gadol Yosem Midai, and it'll break in your hands if you try to move it. You won't be able to move it. Good. So that's why we see in this machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have the opposite shitas. The Gemara just adds on Amar Abaye Shmamina. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? What do you mean from here? That the shear is for a liquid amount, 40 sa'ah, and for the solid amount, the dry amount, you'd be able to go up a third to 60. So you see, Shma Mina Haigudsha, that Godesh, which is the overflow, the above the rim, a heaping tiltahave. That's a third more than what you'd be able to fit in the Kli itself. Because you see here, liquid is 40 and the solid is 60. So you see, it's a third more than you would have been able to hold. Good. So that was the opposite, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Let's finish up, and then we'll talk. Abaya chazi la Rava, dekadavi la Mayrav. Abaya saw Rava that he was looking to the west to see, figure out the zmanim. Kaisol davi mincha. Is it nighttime yet? He was looking. He's peering towards the west, trying to figure out what time it was. Right, pre luachs. Right, pre-luachs, pre-watches, pre-everything. Kadavi l'mayrif, Amar lei, Abaye says to him, Vatanya kol p'rizvasha p'rei mizrach ma'dimin. What do you mean? Yesterday's brisa, we said, as long as the eastern sky, p'rei mizrach. What are you looking at the west for? What do you mean, p'rei mizrach ma'dimin? Amar lei, p'rei misabris, p'rei mizrach mamish. Do you think it's really the east side? Lo, panim hama'adimin as ha-mizrach. You look at the place which causes the east to be red, which is the west. Right, and that's where the sun is actually setting. So that's the first version of the story. Yigita Ami, the other version, Rava chazi la'abaya tukadavi la'mizrach. Rava saw Abaya looking at the east, and he corrected him. Amarle mi savris p'nei mizrach mamish, panim hama'adimin as ha-mizrach. Really, it's the side that causes the east to be red, the simane kavasa. And the simen, how do you remember it? Kavasa is not chalasa, kavasa is a window. So it's like a window. You look at the west side, because that shines in onto the east side, it's like a window, but really you look at the source of it all, and that is on the west side. Okay, stop here for a couple of minutes, and go to Tosfos. This Tosfos appears at least two places in Shas, in Psachim on Daf Sadek Dalet, and right here in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei. Those are the two main sugyas about Beit HaShemeshes in Shas. And the basic question is a stira. Our Gemara here was pretty clear. According to Rabbah, first opinion, how long is Bein HaShemeshes? 3/4 of a mil. The time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, that is Bein HaShemeshes. However long a mil is, that we'll talk about by the Hashem soon. Tosfos says, but if you look in Maseches Psachim Adav Sadek Dalid, the Gemara says, from Shkia until Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil. The time it takes to walk 4 mil. That's a pretty blatant stira. We assume that from Shkia to Tzeis, that is Bein HaShemeshes. Bein HaShemeshes, our Gemara says, is 3/4 of a mil. The Gemara there in Pesachim says, from Shkia to Tzeis is 4 mil. That's the stira. Tosfos says, Kasha, Tehacha Mashma, Debi Shkia Sachama, Ad Halayla, Leka Ela Tzlasa Rivei Mil. Our Gemara sounds like it's 3/4. Rabbi Yehuda Gufe, Rav Yehuda, who we're quoting here. Everybody's quoting Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Gufe, B'Psachim, B'Perek, Mishayatame. In Perek Mishayatame, remember the Rishonim didn't have the Dafim that we have. So they always quote the names of the Prakim. Right, the parentheses, right, our editor puts the names of the Dafim. But they had it by Prakim. So if you look at Mishayatame, Savar, Tibishkiya Sachama, Tezakochavim, Arba Milin. It's 4 mil. Vitzezakochavim Lailu. And Tezaz Naitam, Kitabrita Brish Kama, Perek Kama, B'Psachim. And he quotes, that's the stira. So how do you answer the stira? So you have 3 different suggestions how to answer this stira. 3/4 of a mil versus 4 mil. Rabbeinu Tam, famous Rabbeinu Tam, anybody who ever has, oh, I hold like Rabbeinu Tam's manim, it's right here. This is it. This is the Rabbeinu Tam. V'yomar Rabbeinu Tam, tahasa mairi bitchila shkia. V'hacha mishatishka misof shkia. Achash enichnesa chama ba'ovi harakia. Rabbeinu Tam comes up with 2 shkias. There's 2 shkias. There's what we call sunset. And then 3/4 of a mil after that, there's another sunset. There's another halachic status called second shkia or sof shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the significant one. After the first shkia, before the second shkia, that's yom. Right, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is not Bein HaShemeshes yet, really. Right, that's it. Really goes all the way till 3 1/4. Right, all the way Rabbeinu Tam holds, there is, it's after the first Shkia, it is Vada Yom. Beit HaShemashes is all the way from the second Shkia until second Shkia, which is three and a quarter mil after the first Shkia. That's when Beit HaShemashes starts, all the way until Tseis. So that is a much later time period than you would think. Right? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold. The Shulchan Aruch in Semen Reish Samach Aleph seems to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Let me find it. V'shir ben Hashmashos who gimel rivei mil she'maharich elef atavkov amos kodem halayla. Not 100% clear, but it's before Lila. That's what it sounds like. The Mishnah Berurah. V'yidei Shulchan Aruch hizkir b'siv zeh das Rabbeinu Tam v'siyato. This seems to be going like Rabbeinu Tam again. You have Shkia number one, then you have 3 1/4 mil, then you have Shkia number two, then you have Ben Hashmashas. From between Shkia number one and Shkia number two is Vada Yom. That is the day of Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll figure out how much a mil is in a couple of minutes. The Vilna Gaon cannot fathom that that could be the answer to the Stira. Because after all, two words. It's a huge, Bir HaGros are usually very small. This Bir HaGros, two huge columns. It's huge. But two words summarize his Shita. Hachush Machish. Nature contradicts what you're saying. Rabbeinu Tam, look outside when you're saying it's Vada Yom. It's pitch black outside. How can you say that's Yom? How can you say it's Yom? That's the strongest issue that the Vilna Gaon has. You can't say it's Vada Yom if it's pitch black outside. So the Vilna Gaon says there has to be a different answer. So the Gras holds, he says, I say like the Gaonim. The Gaonim have a very different answer to this Stira. And that is, move everything up. Shkia number one, what we call Shkia, that starts Bein HaShemashes. That starts Bein HaShemashes for 3/4 mil. At the end of that Bein HaShemashes, then you have Laila or Tzeis HaKochavim number one. There's two Tzeis. There's no two Shkias. There's Tzeis number one. After Tzeis, it's already not Laila. It's Vada. It's a Vada. It's already Laila. By the end of 4 mil, it's Tzeis Kol HaKochavim for certain halachas. But really, it's already Safek Yom, Safek Laila in the 3/4 mil, which is right after the first Shkia. That's a very different. According to the Vilna Gaon, everything is much earlier. Because everything is already, it's already Safek Yom, Safek Laila right at the first Shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Safek Yom, Safek Laila only comes 3 1/4 mil after the first Shkia. It's much later. So that's why the Vilna Gaon's, the opinions are much earlier. That's what the Mishnah Berurah continues. Aval harbe me harishonim svirlei v'gam hagro hiskim l'shitaso de ben hashmashes baskel tekef achar tchilas hashkia. Haynu mishosh achama niskasa me'inenu. What we call shkia. V'nimshach zmano kidei gimel rivei mil. And it goes for 3 1/4 mil. Right? So everybody agrees. You gotta put some out together. The 4 mil and 3/4 mil. The Vilna Gaon puts the 3/4 mil at the beginning of the 4 mil. Within, Rabbeinu Tam puts the 3/4 mil at the end of the 4 mil. That's the machlokas between them. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'yachagach basamach lo yotzer agibol ha-kochavim beinoniyim v'hu laylam enator l'chol davar. U'lefizeh, according to this, who is the Min HaGaolam like? In rove circles, like the Gra. For sure, l'chumra. For sure, starting Shabbos. U'lefizeh, yesh li zoher ma'od, shlolazos malacha achar shacham and niskasa me'inenu. Or to make sure not to do malacha on Erev Shabbos, gra time. V'yafilu malachas mitzvah. K'gon avakas nevis l'su the Shabbos, gamkein, yizor ma'od ligmar bakasam kodem shedishka achama. Tela achar kach hu bechlau bein hashbashos. Right, that is all the gra. But again, many, many chassidim have the minhag of holding like the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to be like Rabbeinu Tam, not in Mefurish, but it seems like Rabbeinu Tam here, and also in Hilchas Chanukah. He also seems to be like Rabbeinu Tam in terms of when to light Chanukah candles. That's why according to the Vilna Gaon, the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael in most places is to light closer to Shkia, because of the Gra's time period, and in many places where they hold like Rabbeinu Tam, they hold, later Zmanim, but either way, this is the issue. Rav Soloveitchik, and according to Nefesh HaRav, and elsewhere, he was very quick to point out that based on Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that for Mincha, it's got to be before the first Shkia. That's based on Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. The Dam of Karbanos are Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, which Pashas means the first Shkia, and Tfilas Mincha is Kneged Timidim, it's Kneged the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, and therefore even if you only have a bit of time in other areas, the Rav Soloveitchik felt that when it comes to karbanos. And when it comes to mincha, one has to do earlier. So again, this is a major machlokes in terms of what one holds. Plugging in the numbers for a minute. I mentioned there are three answers to the stira. Before we get to the third answer, plugging in the numbers. So if you think about it, how much is a mil? How much is a mil? So there are three shitas in achronim. How much is a mil? 18, 20, how long does it take to walk a mil? 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes? Those are the three different sheets, how long a mil is. So let's figure it out, plugging in the times. If you say, and so according to the Vilna Gaon, 3/4 of a mil is Bein HaShemashos, right after the first Shkia. So if you hold an 18-minute mil, right, so the 18-minute mil, so 3/4 of a mil is about 12 and a half minutes. About 12 and a half minutes, that's Bein HaShemashos, according to the Gra, if you hold of the 18-minute mil. If you hold the 24-minute mil, you have a couple of, some extra time. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's Vadayom. Right, according to the Gra, right, already Savigyom, Savig Laila. So again, this is why the Zmanim all are much earlier, according to the Gra, and much later. What about, we've heard, and Rav Moshe writes in a Shuvah, 50 minutes! 50 minutes. Where does 50 minutes come from? Many shuls hold in Chutz Laaretz, hold 50 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, the sun goes down much quicker. So all these, according to Ramosha, is not talking about in Eretz Yisrael, the Ofik of Eretz Yisrael. But what about, where does 50 minutes come from? In many Chutz Laaretz shuls, they hold 48 minutes, 50 minutes. Ramosha Feisi writes in a tshuva. He says, I looked outside 50 minutes after Shkia, and it's Vade Laila. There's no questions. Like a grum mentality. It's Vade Laila. And I think even Rabbeinu Tam would say it's Vade Laila. At this time, 50 minutes. So Rav Moshe works backwards from that point. Rav Moshe says 50 minutes after Shkia is Vade Laila, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. 50 minutes. That's where we get 50 minutes from. But if you go that way, if 50 minutes is Vade Laila 4 mil, so how much is 3/4 of a mil? So if you work backwards, it works out to be 9 minutes. Because, right, 50 minutes. So according to Rav Moshe, how much is a mil? 12 minutes. Right, if 4 mil is 50 minutes, so then about 12 and a half minutes, so 9 minutes, according to Rav Moshe, is 3/4 of a mil. 9 minutes after Shkia. In other words, according to the Vilna Gaon, 9 minutes after Shkia, according to Rav Moshe's calculations, that 50 minutes is Vada Laila, that's 4 mil. So then 3/4 of a mil, or 1 mil is 12 and a half minutes, and 9 minutes is 3/4 of a mil. According to the Gra, that is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's still Vada Yom. That is why Rav Moshe, in various places in his tshuvas, always gives kulas in the 9 minutes after Shkia. He always says, yeah, that's 9 minutes. Why 9 minutes? Because according to, that's what I'm gonna give you according to both shitas. Hefsek Tara. He says, in the tshuva he writes, Bidi Evid 9 minutes after Shkia. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's Vada Yom. And even according to the Gra, it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. So I'll give it to you for 9 minutes. Or he says, to start eating Shal HaShuvas, give you 9 minutes after Shkia. Where does he get 9 minutes from? You have to know that other tshuva, about 50 minutes, to know his svara of getting 9 minutes. Rabbi Forrest quotes in his Sefer Aneches Nida from Rabbi David Feinstein that his father only gave that heter b'shas hatchak mamish. In the tshuva, you see 9 minutes. But the heter of doing a hefsek tara after shkia, so there he quotes only shas tzarech mamish. That's what he quotes. Either way, but that is Rav Moshe, 50 minutes, 9 minutes, this is where it all comes from. Where do you get 72 minutes? When you get said, somebody holds 72 minutes, so that's not like Rav Moshe. That's assuming 4 mil literally, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and how long is a mil? 18 minutes. You take the more makel sheet of 18 minutes, that's a mil, times 4 mil, 72 minutes. That's why some people hold 72 minutes. Oh, Rabbeinu Tam. 50 minutes is also Rabbeinu Tam. It's just Rav Moshe's Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Rav Moshe's grow would be much earlier. And what about, have you ever heard of anybody holds 96 minutes? There are certain Hasidic sets that hold 96 minutes. That's the most machmer sheet of a mil, 24-minute mil times 4. So 96 minutes would be the most machmer long sheet. Okay, this has much impact in terms of, what if a baby's born Friday night, 5 minutes after Shkia? When's the bris? Serious issues. You don't want to be doche it. You don't want to be doche it unnecessarily because suffic krisus for a day. But on the other hand, if it's not Bizman, you can't do it on Shabbos. So different poskim are comfortable with different amounts of time. You know, once you get into the gray zone, you got to do it on Sunday. But if it's early enough, there are poskim that say you would do it on Shabbos. Right? Okay, these are all important issues. By the way, that Shuvah of Moshe, if you want to look it up, is in Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Beis. Dalet Samach Beis in Arachayim. And he refers to it in the other Shuvahs as well. Okay, what about there's a third way to get out of the stira. Remember, we started this all with Tosfos, right? 3/4 mil, that's our Gemara, and 4 mil is the Gemara in Psachim. So, we have the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, we have the sheet of the Gra based on the Gaonim, there's a third opinion. And that, I think we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, is the Yireim. Rabbi Eliezer Mimetz, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He says a different Shita. He holds 4 mil is the time between Shkia and Seis. That's true. Bein Hashmashos, 3/4 mil, that's before Shkia. That's the Chiddush of the Yireim. Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia. It's already Safek Yom, Safek Laila, before sunset. That's a huge Chiddush. We don't paskin that way. But there is something that we do, Lamaisa, in order to be Choshish, at least for the Yireim a little bit. And that is, how long do we light Shabbos candles before Shkia? So the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to light candles 18 minutes before. 18 minutes, where does 18 minutes come from? It's not Chai. Chai! You know, why do we light 18 minutes before? So that is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, but the post can quote, that is being choshesh for the Yireim l'chadchila. If you say the biggest time for a meal is 24, right, 24 minutes, 3/4 mil is 18. So 18 minutes before Shkia is when Bein Hashmashos starts for the Yireim. The most machmir Bein Hashmashos, right? 24 mil, 3/4 mil. It's 18 minutes. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says you should light candles 20 minutes before Shkia. 2 minutes of Tosefa Shabbos, and then the Bein Hashmashos starts. Again, if somebody, we Ikra did, and we don't paskin this way. That's why if somebody has to do something and go into the 18 minutes, he's allowed to, because we don't paskin Ikra didn't like the Yireim. But that's where 18 minutes comes from. Comes from the 3/4 mil, according to the Yireim, who holds that Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia. Where does 40 minutes come from in Yerushalayim? Where does that come from? So hopefully we'll get to that on Amid Beis. But that is the minhag of the Chidah quotes in the past couple hundred years. The minhag of Yerushalayim is to light 40 minutes. That's double. It's double the Yireim. Right? So where does that come from? So that is the minhag of Yerushalayim, which we will get to. Right? Petach Tikva, I think, also has that minhag. One of the early settlements in the 1920s already, the 1910s. I had cousins that came, that went there, but they took up the Minhag Yerushalayim as well. Okay, let us continue. A lot to talk about, but we try to get some of it in. Says the Gemara, 2 dots. Reb Nechemya Omer. Yeah, you only can have this conversation, you're allowed to have it more, but 2 places in Shas where you have to have the conversation. Right? You can't learn Shabbos, Lam, and Hey, or Pesachim, Zaladah without talking about what we just said. Baruch Hashem. We're doing Mekayim, today's Amen Aleph on top. So, Reb Nechemya Omer, Kedei Sheyahalech Adam Shedishkacha Mechatzi Mil. So remember, Reb Nechemya, in the earlier Bryce, had a different Shita. How long is Beit HaShmashos? As long as it takes you to walk 0.5 mil after Shkia. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Harotza Leida Shira Shereb Nechemya. If anybody wants to know how long is that Shir of Beit HaShmashos, according to Reb Nechemya, Yaniach Chama Barosh HaKarmel, leave the sun at the top of the Carmel, Har Carmel, up north, the Yerid, go down the mountain, the Yitbo Bayam, jump into the Mediterranean, dunk, go to the mikvah, the Yaleh, go back up the mountain, this is Rashi's Shita, and by the time you get up to the mountain, the time it took you to go from the top of Har Carmel all the way down to the Yam, jump in the Yam, come out, go back up, that's the Bein Hashmashos of Reb Nechemya. V'zeo Shirosh Reb Nechemya. That is Rashi's opinion. Go down, jump in. That's what it sounds like. Yerid v'yitbo bayam v'yale. That is Shitas Rashi. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't like this. Tosfos in the bottom, Tosfos says to go all the way back up. That's much later. It'll take you much longer. That can't be the Bein Hashmashos. By the time you go jump into the mikvah and you come out, it's already going to be Bein Hashmashos. And we're talking about the need, somebody who has to go to the mikvah during the day. Because you need to be at full yom, you have to go to the mikvah before sunset. Tell us that you're going to miss it. It must be what the Gemara is talking about here is you go to the mikvah and you just go out of the mikvah. Not go all the way back up the mountain. You just go down, v'yala, and you go out of the mikvah. Right when you come out, that's already. Not yala all the way back up the mountain. Yala, just go back up. That's what Tosfos says on the 4th line of Tosfos. V'hashta kamash balon, the shaper tava v'alolo harev shemesh. And that works. That's good enough. Because right when you get out, that's when sunset is going to be. Interesting. Why doesn't it just say, yere v'yitbo? It adds in the word v'yale. Ooh, says Rav Yosef Engel, right here in the Gilyoni Ashas, this alludes to the Kesef Mishnah that we mentioned in the times in the past. The Kesef Mishnah who says, when do you become tar in the mikvah? When you're in the mikvah, or when you come out of the mikvah? When does somebody become tar? Big nafkaminus. What if I'm in the mikvah and, I don't know, on the way out, something happens? Right? So when do I become tahor? When I'm come out or while I'm still in? So that says the Kesef Mishnah. He has a diak in the Rambam that it's only once you come out. You're not tahor yet until you come out of the mikvah. Right? Says the Gilyon Hashas. I think this Gemara also alludes to that. Because it says, Yered v'yitbo v'yaleh. See, after you, even according to Tosfos, that says you don't have to go up the mountain, you have to come out of the mikvah. V'yaleh. So that's what he thinks. This is a remez to that shita. Good. I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, that the previous Tosfos says, based on the earlier Gemara, the Gemara that talked about how big a kli has to be, is, that loses its status, we don't paskin like any of those opinions. We paskin no matter how big a kli is, it still has the status of a kli, even if it's very large. And therefore, there's no problem with moving any kli on Shabbos as long as it wasn't muksa, as long as it wasn't, you know, muksa machmas chesron kiss or some other type of muksa. But it, even if it's a very large kli, you know, we hold that it's movable on Shabbos. We don't paskin like these opinions. Okay, so if somebody wants to go see the Shir of Nechemya, go up to Har Carmel, go down, and then go back up. Good. Which is a long, I don't know where, which Har Carmel they're talking about, but it's a pretty long distance to get down there. I guess if you don't have any streets, you don't have anything to cross, just go straight down. You don't have any trees in the middle. Amar Rabbi Chiya, once we're talking about going up and going down, Rabbi Chiya said something similar. Har Road Seliros Be'era Shel Miriam. If anybody wants to see the Be'er of Miriam, the Be'er of Miriam, right, the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis on Daf Tes, the three Nisim that occurred in the Midbar, Bishlus, the three great personalities. Bishlus Moshe, there was the Mon. That's why the Mon stopped falling on Zion Adar, right, all the way at the end. And it lasted for another 5 weeks before they went in, they were able to cut the Chadash. Bishlus Aaron, we had the Anani HaKavod. And Bishlus the Miriam, we had the Be'er. We had the Be'er. What exactly was the Be'er? What was the Be'er? So Rashi seems to say here, but he's mefurish in Maseches Tainis. We don't always think about this. It was a rock, according to Rashi. It was a rock that rolled with Klal Yisrael throughout the desert. And water came from that rock. That's the Be'er. What, there was a well that moved? That's what we would have thought. Be'er Miriam. Rashi, Tainis, Tesamat Aleph. Sela. It was a rock. V'zavin mimenu mayim, v'hayim misgalgel v'holech im Yisrael. It rolled with them. V'hu hasela shebo hika Moshe, shelo haya rotze lahazil meimav, bishvilo, l'fisha mesa Miriam. That's the rock at the end of Chukas that Moshe hit because the water wasn't coming out anymore because Miriam died. That's the rock. That's Rashi. Rashi says it here too basically. He just doesn't say the word sela. But Rashi also says it here too. He says, Shahayim is Galgalam Yisrael Bamidbar. It rolled. Bishchus Shal Miriam. If you just had this Rashi, you could have said there was a well that rolled. It rolled along with them. But Rashi there, Betheirish, in Titus, says that it rolled. So where is the Be'er of Miriam now? So the Mon stopped falling. The Anani HaKavod aren't here. The Be'er is in a water, some water source in this, around this country. Says Rabbi Chiya, if you want to see Be'er of Miriam, you know what you do? It's in the middle of the Mediterranean. So, Yala the Rosh HaKarmel V'Yitzapeh. Go to the top of Har Carmel and look. The Yirek, I mean Kvar Bayam, you'll see a type of sieve in the Yam. You see a sieve, like a, it looks like a sieve in the Yam. Vizui Be'er Shel Miriam. That's Be'er Miriam. Looking out there, this maybe this rock formation that looks like a sieve, that's the Be'er of Miriam. Amarav, what do you see from here? And then we'll talk more. Ma'ayana mital teltar. If anybody has a ma'ayan, a water source that is movable, it is tahar. That's the rule you learn from here. Rashi says there was never a Mayan Hamitaltel besides the Be'er of Miriam. But just that you know that Mayan Hamitaltel is Tohar. Vizel Be'er Shal Miriam, that is Be'er of Miriam. Okay, a couple of points. First of all, Be'er of Miriam is one of the items listed in Pirkei Avos. When we talk about one of the items that were created Be'er Hashmashas, right, Israel is created Be'er Hashmashas, that was the Be'er of Miriam. Okay, but what do you see from this Gemara? That is somewhere in the Yam HaTichon, you go up to Har Carmel and you can see it. This is a little different than the Medrash. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Parshas Achremos, the Medrash says, gotta look it up, Chav Beis Dalad, Maisa, gotta remember this for Parshas here, Maisa B'muchashchin, there was one type of person who was covered in boils, Sheyerin Litvolet B'Tveria, he went down into the Kinneret, from Tveria, V'Arish Shaita V'Tapas L'Be'er de Miriam, he found Be'er Miriam, V'Aschi V'Itzi, and he washed in there, and he was cured of all of his disease. The Hechani Be'er Shel Miriam, where is it? So Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Ksiv, he says, V'nishkav al-prei Yishimon, Shekol Mishu Ola al-Rosh Har Yishimon, V'roa Kamin Kvara Kedana B'yam Tveria, Zui Be'er Shel Miriam. The Medrash says, it's in the Kinneret. So is it in the Yam HaTichon? Is it in the Mediterranean or is it in the Kinneret? Machlokes, between the Talmud Bavli and the Medrash. So if you look in the Radal, one of the Mefarshim on the Medrash, he says, it must be that our Gemara is a mistake. The previous line had Har Carmel, so that's why our Gemara also threw in Har Carmel, but it must be Har Yishimon. Unless he says Har Carmel is so tall that you can see from both sides. You can see the Kinneret from one side, and you can see the Mediterranean from the other side, and we're talking about that spot all the way up, which is possible. He says, that could be, said, but I don't like that pshat. He says, I think it's probably a mistake, but either way, on the surface, it sounds like a stira. Either way, the Bear of Miriam is in one of the water sources next to Eretz Yisrael, either in the Kinneret, according to the Medrash, or Pashas of Argamara in the Yam HaTichon. If anybody ever gets there, you know, they will be healed from all of their diseases. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmura, continuing back to the Bein HaShemashos Sugyos. Bein HaShemashos de Reb Yehuda Kohanim Tovlin Bo. The Bein HaShemashos of Reb Yehuda Kohanim can go into the mikveh. Remember, we're going back to the sheetahs that we had yesterday. Reb Yehuda was the first opinion, right? 3/4 and 2/3, whatever it was, according to the different Amoraim in the name of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yossi said Bein HaShemashos is a split second. Geharafayin, and Reb Nechemya, we just spoke about, had the half a meal. So, Reb Yehuda Meshmuel says, the Bein HaShemashos of Rebbe Yehuda, Kohanim could go to the mikvah still, in that time, meaning what? It's still daytime. Kohanim could go to the mikvah, and then they'll be able to eat their truma at night. So, Laman, who is this according to? Elam Reb Yehuda Sveiku. If it's according to Reb Yehuda, no. Bein HaShemashos is Safik Yom Safik Laila. So how could you say that they could still go to the mikvah? Ela Bein HaShemashos D'Reb Yehuda L'Reb Yossi Kohanim Tovlin Bo? So what are you talking about? That according to Reb Yossi, who says that Bein HaShemashos is Keharif Ayin, if they dunk during the Bein HaShemashos of Reb Yehuda, that's still Yom. Because Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashos is afterwards. So Pshita. Well, we just said that. We said Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashos, which takes a second, is after the Bein HaShemashos of Reb Yehuda. So it's obvious that according to Reb Yossi, if you're Tovel during the Bein HaShemashos of Reb Yehuda, then it's good. So where it says, no, Ma'u Detema, I might have said, Bein HaShemashos Reb Yossi Meshach Shayach by Reb Yehuda, I might have said that Reb Yossi's split second is within the last minute of Reb Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos. It's not afterward, it's within it. Kamash Volon, the Shalom Bein HaShemashos Reb Yehuda, that's the Chiddush. First, Reb Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos is completed. V'hadar Maskel Bein HaShemashos Reb Yossi. And then comes the Bein HaShemashos of Reb Yossi. Meaning, if a Kohen goes in the mikvah at any time, even at the last moment of Reb Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos, according to Reb Yossi, that's Vada Yom. And therefore, it's good enough for the Kohenim to be Tvule Yom. Period. Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Reb Yehuda Linyan Shabbos, V'halacha Reb Yossi Linyan Shruma. Reb Yochanan says, the Halacha is like Reb Yehuda, the earlier Bein HaShemashos for Shabbos, and the Halacha is like Reb Yossi, the later one for Truma. So, he seems to be holding its suffix. So he's just being Machmir. He's covering himself. So, Bishlama Halacha Reb Yehuda Linyan Shabbos L'chumra. I understand Reb Yehuda Linyan Shabbos L'chumra, meaning, on Erev Shabbos, you have to stop working before the Bein HaShemashos of Reb Yehuda. So I understand what he means by saying, we passed like Reb Yehuda for Shabbos. It means you have to stop working earlier on Erev Shabbos. And if you did Malacha during Bein HaShemashos, Rashi says you have to bring an Asham Tali. You have to bring a Karban because you did a Safek Aveira. Which is a Machlokas Rishonim. Because you only have to bring an Asham Tali if it's what's called Ikva Isura. That there is a kvias to the isser. If I have one piece of meat that I'm not sure if it's kosher or treif, I don't bring an ashram tali, according to many shitas. If I have two pieces of meat, one kosher, one not kosher, and I ate it, that's where I bring an ashram tali. Ikva isura. So too, Rashi is assuming that Shabbos is ikva isura. Okay, so according to Reb Yehuda, according to the first half of the statement, I understand that it is lechumra. Avala inyin truma, but regarding truma, you have to be machmir, like Reb Yossi for truma maihi. What does that mean? Ilema l'tevila. Does it mean for tevila that the Kohanim, right, the Rashi says on the bottom, disfirulate the Kohanim tovlin bid Rabbi Yehuda. When the Kohanim dunk for Rabbi Yehuda, kidakam Rabbi Yossi. And we holding, that's what we're talking about in the time that they go to the mikvah during the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, sveikahi. But it's a suffix, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's suffix of suffix laila. So if you're being machmir, you try to cover yourself and say, oh, just be machmir, then how can you say for truma during the time of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashos, that's okay? No, that's suffix according to him. That's too late according to him. Sveikahi. So what must he be talking about? Ella, Ella, says the Gemara, Ella la achilas truma, to lo achli kohanim de truma ad shalim. Beis versus Rabbi Yossi. The other way. The kohanim can't start eating their truma until after the Beis Hamashos of Rabbi Yossi. That's what it means. You can't eat truma until Vade Laila, which is after the Beis Hamashos of Rabbi Yehuda, and even after the Beis Hamashos of Rabbi Yossi. Good. Right, so we're machmir. Machmir, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know which Beit HaShemashos to hold up, so we're machmir in both regards. Stop working in Erev Shabbos before Rabbi Yehuda's Beit HaShemashos. Don't eat Shruma, if you were tummy that day, until after the Beit HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi. We're machmir both ways. Good. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. Kochav Echad. If you see one star out, Yom, it's still daytime. Shnayim, Beit HaShemashos. Shlosha, Laila. Three stars, then it's Vade Laila. Tani Nami Hachi, also the Brisa says, Kochav Echad, Yom. Shnayim, Beit HaShemashos. Shlosha, Laila. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lo Kochavim Gedolim Hanirim Bayom. We're not talking about huge stars that sometimes you can even see during the day. Velo Kochavim Ketanim She'inirim Ela Balaila. And not tiny stars, which you can only see in the middle of the night. Ela Beinonim. Medium types of stars. Three medium stars, that's Vadai Laila. Stop there for a minute. It's a fascinating question that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has in his second piece in Psachim, where he talks about, are stars, we say stars are connected to night, are stars what we call in Lomdis, a siman or a siba? Do stars cause the night, or are stars a reflection of the night? There are nafkaminas between siman and siba. He quotes, for example, Eidus, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, a chazaka that somebody's been on property for 3 years. You're allowed to have different witnesses on each year. Two witnesses that say he squatted on year one, two on year two, two on year three. But let's say if Edom are being made on godless, on two hairs on a young child, they both have to be made about the hairs. You can't have two Edom on one hair, two Edom on the other hair. What's the difference? It says Rabbi Chanan, because hairs are a siba for godless. They cause godless. That's what you have to have. One set of Edom on everything. But Cheskas Gimel Shanim, that's a siman. If you have Edom, it's a siman that you're there. But it's not causing it. That's why you can have different Edom. So what about stars? What about witnesses? If people say there are three stars out, does that cause night or does that reflect that it's night? Says Rabbi Chanan, I think it's a reflection. It doesn't cause it. You know why? Because stars were created on day four. And we had 3 days before that. So you see, there was day and night before there were stars and the moon. And that's why it must be that it's a siman and not a siba. Brings a raya from Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis. Sometimes you bring a raya from a Gemara. Can't get an earlier raya than Perek Aleph in Parshas Bereishis. Pretty awesome. Continue. Amar Biyosi Baravis Vida Hosim Malacha B'Shnei Bein HaShemashos Chayev Chadas B'Manavshah. If somebody does Malacha during both Bein HaShemashos, Friday night and Shabbos night, somebody does Malacha during both of those, you're Chayev Chadas. You definitely did something wrong. Vadai. Your Chayev Chadas, what does this mean? Rashi says it means the entire Bein HaShemashos, both nights. So, at some point, it was Yom, at some point it was Laila. So if you did the whole Bein HaShemashos on Friday night and on Shabbos night, so therefore Rashi says if you did the entire Bein HaShemashos, so that's why it is, you have to break a carbon there. If it, according to the Rambam, the Achronim, the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Rambam doesn't say Kol Bein HaShemashos. He just Bein HaShemashos. He quotes the Gemara. Why? Because every moment is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So if you do it at the exact same time on Friday night and on Motzi Shabbos, so if it's Yom, then you're Chayev for Motzi Shabbos. If it's Laila, you're Chayev for Friday night. But either way, the Kesef Mishnah says they don't have to do the whole thing. As long as they do it at the exact same time on both days, that is good enough. Rav Soloveitchik uses this as one of his rayas to prove that Ritva that we mentioned yesterday in Yuma Mem Zayin, that Beit HaShemashos has a chalos din of Safek Yom Safek Laila. That's why you're going to be Chayev. I just didn't understand, because then you should be Chayev even one Beit HaShemashos. Not, you know, they shouldn't have to do it both Beit HaShemashos. Even just one. If every Beit HaShemashos has a little element of Yom and Laila, so we have to do it both times. Even with that, just one time should be a riot to the Ritva. Okay, I'm not sure. But either way, we're going to look up in the Rishimu Shiurim on Maseches Sukkah. Rav Soloveitchik has a big discussion of this on page Nun Dalet and Nun Hey. But we continue. Amalei Rav Lashamei. Rav says to his servant, Atun de lo kim luchu b'shira de Rabbanan. You're never sure. You can't be exact to know when exactly Bein HaShemashos starts. So you know what? Just to be safe. Ad shimsha aresh dikule. When the sun is still at the top of the trees, it's lushraga, light all your fire then. Light your fire then, meaning don't go too late into Friday night. What if it's cloudy? Bimasa, in a city, Chazi Tarnagola, you see the chickens starting to like group up, and that's when you know it's getting to be nighttime. Bidavra, in a desert, Orve, you see the ravens acting in a certain way. Inami Adane, or Adane, which is also a type of grass that leans towards the sun during the day, leans away from the sun at night. So there's physical realities that can help us determine when Shabbos is coming. Right? So this is the source about Tosefa Shabbos. This is the source about being extra careful about lighting even earlier. So if you look, some of the Minhag of Yerushalayim is 40 minutes, as I mentioned, which is double the Yoreim. Why, where does that come from? It's a shear of Bein HaShmashos of Tosefes. If you say the Yoreim holds 20 minutes, 18 minutes, and we add on 2 minutes, basically about 20 minutes, so double that for Tosefes Shabbos. That's where the minhag comes from. They double the amount of time they need for the Yoreim, that's where the 40 minutes comes from. Okay, it's an extra HaKedusha, being accepting the Kedusha Shabbos. Good, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Sheish tkios token Erev Shabbos. They used to blow 6 shofar blows on Erev Shabbos to get everybody ready. Shri Shona Lahatlas Ami Malacha Shibasados. The first one is to tell the people all the way out in the fields, it's time to stop working. Remember, this is the days before watches. You don't always know. Do you need some public reminder? So they blow shofar out loud, number one, in order to get the people all the way out to start stopping and walking in. Shnio lahavtil ir v'chanuyos. The second one is even the people within the town to start closing up, going home and showering and getting ready for Shabbos. Shlishis, the third one is already lahavlikes aner, div Rabbi Nassan. The third one is to light the candles. This is the words of Rabbi Nassan. As we'll see, there's still 4, 5, and 6. Ah, the rush. The last rush in this parak says, you know what this shita proves? That the Bahag is wrong. That you are not Mekabel Shabbos automatically with Halakas Neiris. Because you see here, Halakas Neiris is blow number 3, and you're still going to be doing Malachas afterwards. So it's a raya against the Bahag that automatically, and that's what we said the Minhag of Men is, right, quoted, that the men don't follow the Bahag, but the Machlokas Bishonim, the Rush uses this Gemara right here to prove against the Bahag. The Bahag must have another explanation of it. But Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Omer, no. Shlishis, the third one, the fourth one is to light the candles. The third one is Lachlod's Tfilin. To take off your Tfilin. Everybody's wearing Tfilin all day. So if you don't wear Tfilin on Shabbos, that's why Tfilin is a Zman Grama. So you take off your tefillin on Erev Shabbos. So that's the third one. And the fourth one is to light the candles. Good. V'shoa kadeit sliyas dakata ahad v'kpas patadur. That you give everybody a little time to finish up, like roasting their fish, and to put the challah in the oven. And then, v'tokeya maria v'tokeya v'shoves. Then you blow the last 3, boom, and then it's Shabbos. Then it's Shabbos. That's what you do. Or according to both shitas. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, Manaso Lahem LeBavliim. What should we do to the Babylonians? Shetoken Marian Veshovsin, Mitoch Marian. They just blow Tzki and Shrua. They don't blow the 3. And then they're Shoves. The Gemara says, Token Marian, Avalu Chamisha. Well, they only blow 2? That's 5 altogether. They're not 6. Elo, no. Shetoken Vechozrin Vetoken, Umirian Veshovsin, Mitoch Marian. They have Tzki and Shrua. So that's a different way that we do it. Minhag of Asambia Dayim. Don't worry about it. So it's a little different minhag. It's accomplishing the same thing. Don't worry about it. Period. Masi la Rav Yehuda la Rav Yitzchak Brei Shnei la Halakas Aner. There's a brisa that says the second one is for Halakas Aneris. Come on. Lo Krabi Nasav, Lo Krabi Yehuda Nasi. That's like neither. Because they say it's either 3 or 4. How can you say it's number 2? So Ella, switch it. Shlish is la Halakas Aner. Come on, Krabi Nasan. So he says it must be a wrong brisa. Really, the third one is to be Malik Vener. Period. Tana Devi Rabbi Yishmael, Sheish Tekios Token Erev Shabbos, Hischa, let's call it Tekir Rishona, the first one, Imnu Ha'om De Basadeh, Milado, Milachro, Shimilasos, Kamalacha Shabbosados, the people in the field stopped doing work and started walking in. But the guys in the cities also heard the first one. They don't stop yet. The Ein HaKrovim Marshon Likonis, Ashivah Urachokim, V'Katsu Kulon Ke'echad, they wait for the people from the fields and they walk all in together. But after number 1, the stores are still open. And the treason, which are the boards from in front of the stores, are still flat on the ground and the wares are on it. Hischil, let's call it Tkiya Shnia, Nistalkwa Tree 7 in Allah Chanuyos. The stores get closed up. Via Dayin, Chamin Munachin, Agabi Kira. Vakiris Munachas, Agabi Kira. Stuff is still on the oven, openly. Hischil, let's call it Tkiya Shlishes. They blow the third tkiyah. Sile kamasalik, vihitman achamin, vihidle kamadlik. They take off the stuff, they get it ready for Erev Shabbos, they light the candles, vishoak de sliyas dakata, no kadilahad, bepas batanur. They give you time to do the last minute preparations, vitokeya, umoria, vitokeya, vishoves. And then they stop. Then they stop after those. Stop there for a minute by Amar Bezra Hanina. We'll continue there tomorrow. Just two ha'aras. Number one, the Rambam is a big mystery. The Rambam does not quote Tosefa Shabbos. Right, the Gemara says beferish that there's a mitzvah lahosef michol mikodesh alachol michol alakodesh. The Rambam does not quote that, but the Rambam quotes these tkiyas. So you got to make that ha'ara. Even though he doesn't quote explicitly Tosefa Shabbos, he quotes these tkiyas, which are a form of Tosefa Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, there's a fascinating diak of the Binyan Siyan. You got to have shots on your fingertips to make this diak. The Mishnayis and Maseches Sukkah talk about that there were certain tkiyas in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Certain about every day, certain more on Shabbos and more on Yontif and more. So what's the day that there were the most tkiyas? It was one of the days on Erev Shabbos on Sukkos. Why? Because you have extra tkiyas for the Nisach HaMayim and you have the Erev Shabbos tkiyas. So it's four, I think it was 48 tkiyas. The most tkiyas, says the Binyan Siyan. 1 second. On Erev Shabbos during Sukkot, you have all these tkiyas. According to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, one of the tkiyas was to take off your tefillin. Raya that you wore tefillin Chol HaMoed. That's the Binyan Siyan. Put our Gemara together with that Mishnah Maseches Sukkah. 48 tkiyas on Erev Shabbos during Sukkot. One of them is to take off your tefillin. At least according to one of the opinions. So you see you wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. Nowhere in Shas is it clear whether you wear tefillin Chol HaMoed or not. But the Achronim try to bring Rayas to here and to there. So he brings that riot from our Gemara, putting it together with the other one. Maybe we'll talk more about these Shitas Bezrim tomorrow as we finish up. And tomorrow, Bez Hashem, start Perek Kira, the third Perek in Masechta Shabbos, which is all about Bishul B'Shabbos, starting off with the Durabanans. Right, because we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Bama Likin is going into Shabbos, and Kira is about what you're allowed to do Erev Shabbos in terms of Shehi and Hachazara. Okay, we will stop here. Parshas Shiras tonight. And again, Daf Be'in Shir is already up on the OU website.